A piece that has, well, in many ways, been considered now a classic of the summer theater programs around here is Beacon on the Rock, which originated at the Boathouse Theater in Marquette's Lower Harbor Park several years ago and is coming back this year during the season, which commences in a matter of days. And with me are two members of the Beacon on the Rock cast and crew, I guess, Nancy Irish and James Poirier. Thank you very much for coming in to the two of you, and it's pretty exciting to have that program back on the schedule, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It is.
Is this the first time either or both of you have been involved in Beacon on the Rock?
It is my first time, mm-hmm. So.
Actually, I was in the original cast 15 years ago, and this is my fourth time in the production.
Okay. Are you doing a different character?
I've been doing the same character every time.
When that is?
I play Mrs. Cummins, who's a boarding house owner.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what are you doing, James?
I play Alvar Rowdy Pond, who is a worker on the boat, the Resolution.
Okay. Now, Beacon on the Rock, of course, has somewhat of a UP-style connection, and of course, Shelley Russell is involved in that creation of the piece. Is she also directing it this time around, too?
She's co-directing it with Denise Clark this year.
Okay. So that's quite a collaboration. Both of them have a lot of experience doing
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How has it been? Has it been a lot of fun putting it all together?
I think so. As my yeah. first time working at the Boathouse, it's been just a real blast working with Shelley and Denise and getting to know this show, which has a lot to do with, you know, all of the ethnicities and the different backgrounds of the families that live in this area.
And there mm-hmm. are a lot.
There are very
yes.
many.
Yes. Did you learn more about the history of this area by being a part of this?
Well, for me, this show helped connect me with my own history because I grew up hearing stories of my great-grandmother, Anna Larsen, leaving Norway when she was in her late teens to come to the Upper Peninsula. And the story goes she watched her parents disappear into little specks on the shore, and knowing that she would never see them again. And she came over about the same time that the show takes place. And there's a mining accident in the scene, and mm-hmm. my great-grandmother's neighbor lost her husband in a mining accident, and the story goes that she brought food to the family for years after that. So for me, this show really brings my personal history
oh, yes.
alive.
A very personal connection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the production is the opening production for this entire season at the Lake Superior Theater, which includes Pirates of Penzance later this month, Honk Jr. in August, as well as a Superior Broadway Review and A Man Named Marquette. Do you, either of you plan to be in either of those productions?
I am also in Pirates of Penzance. Mm-hmm. I am playing Samuel, the first mate.
Okay.
And then I've also been asked to do Superior Broadway.
Wonderful. So you'll be a busy guy.
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Nancy?
I'm going to be in the audience for the rest of them, but I really encourage people to come to seeing a play at the Boathouse is a very unique venue.
Yes.
And it's a working boathouse owned by Peggy and Pete Frazier, and it's very uniquely Marquette.
It certainly
a lot
is.
Of fun.
And for anyone who wants to get tickets for this or any other production, all they have to do is dial 227-ROCK, which mm-hmm. is 227-7025. And there's also a ticket booth that is located near the marina at mm-hmm. the Lower Harbor as well, so you can get tickets there. Is there any way to get them online, too? Do you know?
Not that I'm aware.
Okay.
But you can call in, definitely, or just come in person and... I work in the box office. I'd be more than happy to help people get their seats.
I'll say again, you're a very busy guy.
Yes.
I might add, it's a great family show. So
it
if
is.
You
it
have
is.
Kids.
I agree.
Yes.
So for all ages, learn more about Marquette in a very, very entertaining way with Shelley Russell's creation called Beacon on the Rock, coming back after 15 years of existence mm-hmm. for another run with the Lake Superior Theater, co-directed again by Denise Clark as well. And I've been talking with James Poirier as well as Nancy Irish, who are both on the cast. And as always, I say break a leg to both of you.
Thank you very much, Dan.